please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about what's wrong with the color black. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, this episode's gonna be about black people, of all the crazy shit they do. Shocker, isn't it? Yeah, look at Rihanna. I'm not into playing in the mud, but when she was younger, she was tasty. But look at her now, at 37. Do you wanna fuck her now? No, I know I don't. I don't like fucking black chicks. I fucked 2 black chicks in my life. And I don't like it because when they're pussy, yeah, when you open their pussy, it's all red and red, red, red. Yeah, it looks like they're on their period forever, and it's disgusting. And also, they have this nice little smell that, this little musky smell to them that I don't like. So, yeah, that's why every time I fuck them, I go fucking limp because I find them gross. Yeah, so my thirstiness gets overridden by my grossed out part, but it is what it is. Anyways, let's continue. Yes, friends, here I have a clip of 2 fucking dumbasses. They did Dine and Dash, but guess what? The negress, she forgot her purse, so she went back to retrieve it. So let's see what that does, right? Fucking A, man. These fucking people are so, so stupid. If you're gonna do fucking crime, just fucking leave and never return. But, yeah, it is what it is. Let's play the clip.
Can we wait a minute? I don't want to walk.
What the fuck? Really? You're getting mad at the fucking owner of this place? I'm assuming he's the owner, but who knows? Maybe the manager, but it doesn't matter. The point is that this chick is mad because that dude is not giving her her purse. Yeah, it's like, why the hell are you going to give a purse to someone that stole food? Yeah. Why the hell do you go out and you can't pay for your food? That is so fucking ghetto and disgusting. Yeah, I remember one time my brother did that shit to me. Fucking, that shit was so fucking embarrassing. I didn't like that shit. I fucking talk shit to him. That's a ghetto ass fucking thing. It's like, why the fuck are you doing this shit? We both came from the same fucking place. You know, we grew up the same way and you fucking doing this shit? I fucking told him. That's why I don't fucking hang out with him anymore. That's one of the reasons. My brother fucking has these stupid ass fucking views. So fuck him and fuck this bitch for fucking doing the same thing. Just saying. Well, this manager dude, he shouldn't even put up with this shit. When I know that guys ran out and you had this bitch's purse, I would just call the cops and give the purse to the pigs and let them sort it out. Yeah. And right now, like they came back, the cops would have been rolling by right now and they were arresting these fuckers and then you're done. Yeah. Why the fuck are you trying to, I know you're trying to get paid right now, but trying to hold the thing hostage? Whatever, I guess. Do what you gotta do, man. But I'd rather send him to jail. Just get it done. Just saying.
No,
give me my purse.
That's my shit.
They gonna give me your shit to win. Chill the fuck out.
What the fuck? I know they want the purse back, but these fuckers stole. And I know this guy wants to get his money for the service that they provided. Yes, I understand that. Just call the cops. Why are you dealing with this bitch fucking bullshit? Yeah, this is too much fucking work. You provided a service, they don't want to pay you, and they want that purse back? You should have called the cops already, man. What the hell? Just do it, man. Do it. Do it now. Yeah, these people are fucking stupid. Just for fucking principle. This guy should fucking call the cops. Why isn't the guy calling the cops? Just do it, man. You got the purse. You got all the information. Fuck these fucking niggers. Just saying. What the fuck? This black dude couldn't afford it for the fucking date and you thought it would be cute to fucking dine and dash? And then this bitch fucking got wet because of the idea? Is that what it was? This is fucking stupid. If you're gonna get a fucking chick, you should fucking pay. What the fuck, dude? Yeah, if you want fucking pussy, you know you gotta pay for this shit. That's why I don't fucking date, because why do I need a fucking nasty ass bitch that fucking expects all kinds of shit? Niggers are stupid. They're very thirsty. And look like the shit that he has to deal with. Just pay that fucking guy the money that you fucking owe him and get the person, get the fuck out. Because I don't think this guy's gonna call the cops on you. He should, but he won't because he's stupid himself. But let's continue.
We don't pay.
Fucking niggers are so much like fucking kleptomaniacs, huh? They can't keep their fucking greasy hands out of fucking people's shit. Yeah, until you bash their heads in with a fucking club is when they learn their lesson. Probably not, because they are fucking stupid. But yeah, just stop fucking grifting people, man. It's so fucking easy. Yeah, it's because niggers don't like working. Yeah, it's so fucking dumb. Well, if you're not gonna work, then you don't eat. Starve. Just my opinion, but let's continue, huh? Yeah, but not all black people are fucking retards. Yes, this guy actually spitting facts. That's something I learned about black people. Either they're cool as fuck, or they're the biggest pieces of shit that ever walked this earth. Yeah, they can't be just alright. What's up with that? Is it just me, or do you guys notice this shit too? I don't know, let me know in the comments. Well, anyways, let's see what this homeboy has to say.
Told you, any black man you see running around here talking about white supremacy, he's a sissy.
I told you, those are facts. This guy is actually speaking the truth. If you people complain about white supremacy, it's because you guys are weak little bitches. If white people are better than you, then guess what? Level up. Oh, but I can't. Well, too bad. So sad. Better luck next time. You're not one of the high bell curve fucking minorities. You're one of the fucking people that are designed to be slaves. Well, it is what it is. Either accept it or, I don't know, commit seppuku and start over again. But remember, you shouldn't kill yourself, and this are for entertainment purposes only. So are you entertained? I know I am. I sure do enjoy pointing the finger and laughing at fucks, but let's continue, right?
He's a pink panty wearing, ankle grabbing, lisping sissy. How do I know that's true? I present to you Don Lemon.
Yes, those are facts. Don Lemon, or whatever that fucking retard his name is a fucking faggot. He's a Peter-popping, fucking choking, cock-sucking dick snarfer. Yeah, that's what he does. He's a fag. So, call him like I sees him, right? And don't accept these fucking losers. But people do. Want to see another clip of more retardation? I know I do, so let's do it. Yes, friends, check this out. This is on a Delta flight. Yeah, there's a nigger that's gonna be belligerent! Yay! Why? Nigger problems, I guess. So let's play the clip. Damn, that guy fucking is all high-pitched. He must be fucking all anxiety out or whatever, all stressed out. Why? You didn't drink your fucking 40? Is that it? Yeah, is it too much fucking meth in your fucking system, or is it the crack? I don't know. You have to say, crack kills. So let's see what other shit this guy does, right? Let's play the clip. Maybe you should have gave the nigger some fentanyl so he'll be all passed out. Yeah, shoot him with a fucking horse tranquilizer. I'm sure that'll fucking put him to sleep, right? Well, let's continue. Yeah, look at this fucking fat pig. Because of this, the motherfuckers ever has to go back to fucking Houston. Yeah, this guy looks like one of those big black pigs. Yeah, imagine how much fucking pork you get out of this fat bastard. I wouldn't eat it though, fucking nasty ass greasy fucker. Anyways, let's play the clip. Well, that's good policy, especially with all the bullshit from 9/11. Yeah, that could have stopped that shit. Yeah, you couldn't stop a bunch of fucking sand niggers fucking with box cutters? I don't give a fuck. I would have fucked their shit up. But people are pussies nowadays. Yeah, weak times, huh? Anyways, let's continue. Fucking stupid ass niggers, right? Well, don't worry, friend. I put this little thing as a respite so you could, you know, build up your strength, because you're gonna see another fucking doozy of niggers. Yes. Oh yeah, I got this clip of a nigger acting stupid in a Dollar General store. You wanna see what he fucking does? Yes, he goes Hulk Smash. Well, let's watch. What the fuck? Is this the nigger version of Wreck-It Ralph? Oh man, fucking niggers think they could do whatever the hell they want and there is no consequences, huh? Well, let's watch.
Call police! What is he doing?
You know what? Because of all this bullshit, something's gonna give. Either these businesses are gonna leave, or they're gonna put security guards here with guns and they accidentally have the license to beat the living shit out of you. Yeah, it's either one or the other. Take your pick. What do you want, Western man? Let's find out, huh? Let's continue, I should say. Yes, you fucktards, call the cops. Why aren't you calling cops? Yes, if you see dumb shit, just fucking end it. But no, your people are fucking weak and you let these people do whatever the fuck they want. No, sooner or later this shit's gonna fucking happen, watch. Just wait and see. Let's continue.
You call 911.
I tried.
Yeah, look at this place. It's all fucking trashed. Yes, what happens if this fucking nigger picks up a fucking glass bottle or a piece of metal or something and he starts attacking people? Yes, it can happen. You don't think so? Okay then, let's continue. Yes, I don't know who that chick is. Maybe that's your mom or your wife or whatever. But you should listen to what that bitch is saying. She's giving you good advice. If you fuck around, you're gonna find out. And you should stop and just leave, because when the cops get you, you're gonna get fucked. Yeah, and cops have all kinds of shit, and there's more of them than they are of you. So if you think you're gonna win, god damn it, it just shows how fucking stupid you are, you dumb nigger. But it is what it is. Yes, we need to see these people get hurt anyways. They don't care when you get hurt. So yeah, quid pro quo. A favor is for a favor. Dick is what I gave her. Oh shit. Fuck these people. They're fucking so stupid. Don't fucking fall for this shit. Cops are retards and they're pieces of shit themselves. But don't instigate them. And this nigger got what he deserved.
Let me lock this door.
Yes, lady, you should lock that door and don't let that nigger in. Oh, yes, friends. Watch, pay attention to how stupid this fucking bitch is. Yes, this bitch has a woman fucking moment. Yes, this just shows you that fucking women need men, because if a man was right here, I would protect this dumb bitch. But you trying to kick men out of the fucking workforce and all kinds of places and saying that men are fucking bad, especially white dudes. So, woohoo, you get what you deserve. Enjoy. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Look at this dumb bitch. You forgot to close that door. Yes, there's one door right there on the right, and there's another one on the left. And you didn't fucking think of fucking going around that fucking metal detector thing and bloop. What a stupid bitch. What, you didn't think the nigger was going to see the other door? What the fuck's wrong with you, lady? Fucking A. Stupid is as stupid does, I guess. Let's continue. You know, in another timeline, this nigger wouldn't be doing this type of shit. It's because they get a free hall pass, they know they could do this kind of shit, and nothing will happen to them. Hey, that's what happens. You give an inch, they take a mile. So that's why you fucking club people in the head like a damn seal. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusions, so let's continue.
Don't stop now, bitch! Do something else.
Well, that's unfortunately, people don't have guns nowadays. Yeah, like in the old west, people had guns. If you had a gun now, you just point your gun at this motherfucker and just boop. And then easy peasy lemon squeezy. Let's continue. What the fuck? Look at this fucking fucking all fucking stupid. And look at the bitch next to her, a big fat fucking pig. And then this motherfucker's right there yelling and shit. Yeah, like a barking fucking pit bull. What the fuck? Fuck this dude. This guy needs to get fucking his ass smashed, in my opinion, of course. And yeah, I've noticed that black people ain't stronger than you or I. Yes, when I was working out, I had a black dude. He was cool and all, whatever. Yeah, I would pick up more stuff than him, and he was bigger than me. Now, that's one of my friends, and he was white. He said, hey, man, that's weird. He's bigger than me, and he looks more cutter than me, but yet I'm stronger than him. What the fuck was that? And he told me that they bred him just to look big and dumb. That's all they're for. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, that's what this is. They make fucking niggers big and dumb so they could be workhorses and mules, but no brains. And now we're not even putting them in the plantation, so what's the point of having these fuckers here, in my opinion? It's, no reason, but whatever. Discontinue. Yes, friends, we have all these stupid groups doing all kinds of stupid shit, and they think they could do whatever the hell they want, and nobody's gonna do nothing. No, these people are fucking retarded. Sooner or later, people are gonna fucking get tired of this shit, and they're gonna find out. So yes, friends, you do something stupid, you will get punished. Just saying, right? Well, let's continue.
God! Get him out of here!
They should get rid of this son of a bitch, but they won't.
Let me in.
What, you think you're gonna find sanctuary in that fucking office? Really? If you were fucking smart, you would have went outside and locked these fuckers in there. Yeah, and then wait for the cops to show up. That's just me though, but let's continue. Yeah, what the fuck? Is this nigger from Tasmania? Is he a Tasmanian devil? Just fucking going zzz, and just fucking shit up? What the fuck, man? But whatever, right? Let's watch. Yeah, look at this shit. This motherfucker just talking shit to everybody. Just popping off. Yeah, this guy's looking for trouble. I wonder who's gonna answer that call. Let's find out, huh? Damn, that's crazy where the woman is actually the voice of reason. Oh man, what's the world coming down to, huh? Well, this nigger better fucking figure it out real fast, if not he's gonna get fucked. Which he deserves, by the way. Let's continue.
Let me tell you.
Finally, thank you. Now the cops finally showed up. Are they gonna do something about it? Maybe. I don't know. That's where that clip ended, so it is what it is. All these fucking black people think they could do whatever the hell they want. All these stupid ass fucking freaks. Not just them, but yes. That shit's just a mind virus, and what can we do? We got these black jigaboos doing their bullshit. It's because they can. They got a free hall pass from the government. So in the end of the day, this is the shit that the government needs to fucking stop. But they won't, because they want you to give up your rights so they could enslave all of us. And they're using black people to do that shit. So, fun times indeed. Anyways, friends, like we can't do nothing right now, just get stronger, level up, protect yourself, you know, and get skills, because we're going to need skills for the future. And I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Oh no!
What's wrong, Pooh?
A family of Tiggers is moving in.
Dang, Tigger, the nice ass neighborhood. Fancy ass Tigger. How you afford all this, Tigger? You been moving them bricks?
I told you, Tigger, I ain't no broke ass Tigger. I think you been making moves on the stock market.
Oh, alright, Tigger, alright. We got a studious ass Tigger. A financially literate ass Tigger. The Dow Jones just dropped 500 points ass Tigger. What's the problem, Pooh?
What's the problem? Those Tiggers are nothing but trouble. Always obnoxiously loud and stealing my honey.
Hey, yo, Tigger, come check out this sad ass Tigger.
Hey, what you so sad for, Tigger? You want some pussy, Tigger?
Yeah, he not gonna answer you. He said you a lame ass Tigger.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you too, then, crying ass, boohooing ass Tigger. Keep walking, Tigger.
Well, Pooh, have you ever stopped to think that maybe you have a preconceived notion of Tiggers and these Tiggers might actually be different?
I know a big lipped Tigger when I see one.
Yuck, yuck. Howdy, new neighbors.
Hey, yo! Tigger, come check out this goofy-ass Tigger.
Damn, Tigger, you are a goofy-ass Tigger.
Big-ass shoes-ass Tigger. Yucking-ass Tigger. Hey, yo! Y'all Tiggers gonna come inside and get some dinner, y'all gonna keep playing with each other. I swear, y'all some gay-ass Tiggers. Spooky-dookie.